We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 3rd of December, 2011. We have Amanda Teagarden waiting in the wings here. We're going to get to her here in just a moment after the break. But I want to finish up here with Madison Rupert, and we've been talking about this National Defense Authorization Act. You know, Madison, we have another caller on the line, and maybe we can squeeze George in Texas in here in just a second. But what do people do about this? I mean, I don't want to keep people hanging, you know. I mean, this is very scary, very frightening information. I think maybe there's some ideas where, you know, the states need to step in here. People need to go to their state legislators because it seems like I remember reading somewhere in this bill that they talked about how state laws need to be changed, and I might be getting a couple of different pieces of legislation, but we know routinely when the federal government wants to operate in the states, they work toward getting the state laws changed. So they wouldn't do that if it wasn't necessary. And so I guess my point is that the states have the power to nullify this, and they have the power to step in, as does local law enforcement, and particularly the sheriff's departments, if we can get them to quit accepting Homeland Security grants. Your thoughts?
That's exactly correct. And the thing is the federal government is stepping all over the state's rights. And I think what it's going to take is states saying, wait a minute, we don't have to do this. We don't have to lay down and pretend like we have no power. You can't come into our states and walk all over the Constitution. You just can't do that. So I think it would take local law enforcement and sheriffs and state police standing up to federal agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and others. When they come in, they say, you don't have jurisdiction here. Like, you can't come into California and say that we can't have medical marijuana dispensaries when it is legal here. You just can't do that. There's nothing in the Constitution saying that they have the authority to, at all in these matters, tell the states what to do. But unfortunately, the federal government has so invaded the state governments like a parasite in terms of the fusion centers that it's going to be really hard to make it clear that we have to break apart the connection between state and federal government.
Yeah, you know, and that dovetails very well with what we're going to be talking about with Amanda Teagarden here in a moment. If I could, I'd like to hold you over. We have a couple of calls that I'd like to squeeze in. I ask the callers to be very brief so we can get to Amanda as quickly as possible. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. This is Govern America. Stay with us.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And I want to get to the calls as quickly as possible. And I once again, I ask you callers, please be as brief as possible because I do want to get to Amanda Teagarden as quickly as we can because the information she has to share with us is very important. But finishing up real quickly here, let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our Senate Bill 1867, here's another backdrop. You know, they trample on all of our rights. And, you know, one of the things that they could do to kill the Bill of Rights altogether is when they start arresting American citizens, who's going to stop them from quartering soldiers in our own homes against our own consent? The Third Amendment of the Constitution. That's the least amendment. That's the least talked about amendment that mm-hmm. we're going to have to pay attention to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess anything's the sky's the limit, really, in this day and age. Wouldn't you agree there, Madison?
Yes, once they start eroding the most essential of liberties, it's a vicious cycle and it snowballs. So I don't think there is anything stopping them from, you know, putting an officer in your home, you know, if they determine that you're a belligerent, to watch over you, let's say, you know, and you have to put up with that. You know, I agree there's nothing stopping them from going down that road, unfortunately.
Well, historically, we had to feed them, we had to pay them, and they can hog our TV and computer, and we have nothing to say.
Mm.
It's like our very own homes, our privacy is forever gone.
It's really amazing watching this country, you know, go down the rat hole of what is obviously a police state. You know, people argue about terminology, whether it's communism or fascism or communitarianism, it doesn't matter which ism term that you use. And, you know, the bottom line is, regardless of what the label, it is what it is. It's totalitarian control. But I wish we had more time, but I'm going to have to move on. Let's go to Ron in Missouri. Ron, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Find this complete list if you go to theinformationcorner.com, you know, Sam and Trisha's website.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down on the left. It's about the 10th article, U.S. Senate closes debate on Senate Bill 1867. Then he has a list right there. And both of our senators, one who's supposed to be a Republican, voted for this nuttiness. So go to theinformationcorner.com. It's on the front page. You don't have to scroll through 20 million menus. It's right on the very front page. On the left side is a whole list of
whole
the
list
news all about it.
All right. Well, we'll do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Ron. All right. Dave in Massachusetts, real quickly.
Yeah. Hi, Brother Darren.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, it's nice to talk to a true brother, Darren.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got my horror story now, Darren, to add to all the horror stories. You know, I'm back here in Boston, Darren, and I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church, and I was sexually molested by these Catholic priests back here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they pulled on me? There's a priest, Sean Connor, who was a Boston cop, and he retired from the Boston Police, and now he's the Catholic chaplain to the Boston Police Department. I was at St. Anne's Church in Dorchester, a section of Boston, and he had me arrested for trespass, and I wasn't causing any trouble or anything. I went over there to pray the Divine Mercy. I belong to a Divine Mercy group. It's a prayer group. He had me arrested, and one thing led to another, and then the court psychiatrist, this has been going on for several months, but all I'm trying to do is get my jury trial. And they keep offering me probation or unsupervised probation and a quat continued without a fine. I say, no, I'm not pleading guilty to anything. I just went over to a church to pray. And then they had the court psychiatrist commit me to a mental hospital and everything, Darren. It's absolutely outrageous what's going on in this country.
I'm sorry. I wish we had more time for your story there, Dave. Unfortunately, I really have to get to Amanda Teagarden, but I appreciate all of you folks calling in.
Can I call you back next Saturday, Darren?
What's that?
Can I call you back next Saturday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love your show, Darren. You're fantastic.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We're
going to have to move on. Madison, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate
you
taking
me.
The time out. I appreciate you getting up early, and we'll have you back. You know, it's been a good hour and 15 minutes now, but thank you so much for being with us. You're on Govern America.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks so much.
Be safe.
All right. Folks, we're going to turn a corner now, and I apologize to the callers. I had to cut you short, but unfortunately, Amanda's here, and she said she's going to be here for an hour, and I wanted to make sure we had a time. There's a lot of information that we need to get to. So, Amanda, for those of you, most of you will remember, she's head of a group called Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. Their website is ok-safe.com. That's ok-safe.com. And she recently did a presentation in front of the Oklahoma State Joint Committee on Federal Health Care Law. And she's uncovered quite a bit of information on federal health care. We know the Obamacare bill has been passed and is coming down the pipe if it's not gutted by the Supreme Court. And I wouldn't be holding my breath on that one. But there's a lot of very draconian stuff with regard to this, to these health care provisions taking place as well. And so, Amanda, thank you for being with us, and I appreciate your patience as we finished up there with the last hour guest.
Well, that's all right. It was an interesting call. And, Darren, thanks for having me back on to talk about this subject, because I think it's really important that people actually begin to think that we need to start defining terms when we hear what the government is talking about, just to not assume what they mean, but we actually have to define the terms that are being used, such as Obamacare, why that was called Obamacare, and health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
Your prior caller was correct, and to start going into the actual law and defining the terms, because we hear things that sound like a common use language, but it actually means something else in law.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and anyway, let's get right into this. You did your presentation. First of all, I want to ask real briefly, how did this all come about that you were able to present to this committee in Oklahoma?
OK Safe has been around since 2006, and we work to educate, advocate, and lead. Well, because we've been lobbying for quite a while now in Oklahoma, we've kind of developed a reputation as people who go with source documents and pretty credible.
Mm-hmm.
We were, with God's grace and a whole bunch of people working together, we were able to cause this state to reject the Early Innovator Grant. Oklahoma took the $54 million Early Innovator Grant. It was the largest of the federal grants under Obamacare. And that grant was to be used to establish the IT, information technology infrastructure, for the exchanges in the state. And the exchanges are part of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we read the grant, saw that it was clearly the implementation of Obamacare, and we had then the ability to point this out to not only the governor who accepted the grant, who's a newly elected Republican governor who had campaigned vigorously against Obamacare, and we had a whole sweep of Republicans elected across the state, all campaigning on a platform of opposing Obamacare. Our state had filed a lawsuit opposing the individual mandate, yet here they were taking this $54 million Early Innovator Grant, and when you read the details in it, it clearly implements a key provision of Obamacare. So they all campaigned against it. So we were able to say, you use that to get elected, and yet here you are taking the money that implements the very thing. So which one is it? We also were helpful in that Oklahoma is pretty much a rural state, but it has two larger urban areas, one of which is Tulsa County. And the funny thing is, a lot of politicians will not change their mind until heat is applied, and the governor was not willing to hear the public saying, that's really Obamacare, because we read the grant. The senators who were defending taking the grant hadn't read the grant, and yet they were defending it and saying it's not Obamacare. So it's really a lesson to us, to the people, is that these people may be defending a position and they have no idea what it is because they don't read the stuff. So if you read it and you get a foot in the door, you've got to show them you're actually implementing the thing you campaigned against. Well, Tulsa County in March 2011 had their Republican convention, Tulsa County Republican Convention, and flipped it and ousted every single Republican insider and went with grassroots elected officials. That, I think, was the message that was sent to the governor, is that the party is changing and she better change her tune. So then all of a sudden she rejected the Early Innovator Grant. So it wasn't because she had a moral obligation to, it's because political pressure was applied.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lesson in there, is that you do have to get enough numbers to make a difference, because a lot of these legislative officials will not, our elected officials will not listen to the moral arguments necessarily, but they will respond to political pressure.
When you did your presentation, I'm curious, what was the response? I mean, it sounded to me like some of the people were actually getting it. One of the guys that stood up there said that this is very frightening information, and it's almost like some of it actually sank in. But the following speaker was a part of the whole pushing this agenda, and so I guess I'm curious as to, you evidently got a gauge on what some of the people were saying. I'll tell you what, let's take this break, and when we come back, we'll answer that question, okay? Folks, this is Govern America. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarden this hour, Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. The website, ok-safe.com. There's a PowerPoint presentation, the one that she actually gave there, on the main page at ok-safe.com. You can download that and maybe follow along with some of what we're going to be talking about, as long as we get to it right away. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What happened, man?
You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is her website, and we're talking about some of the health care provisions that are coming down the pipe. And Amanda, before the break, I had asked you, you know, what was the gauge on the legislators there that you were addressing?
Well, we were the only organization, OK Safe was the only grassroots organization allowed to speak. There were five meetings during the interim period. Let me back up. The legislature runs 16 weeks, and it ended in May, and the grassroots the citizens of Oklahoma were successful in causing them to not pass three different bills that would have implemented or created a health insurance exchange in the state of Oklahoma. And for most of your listeners, they probably already know that the health insurance exchanges are a key component of Obamacare. So a big controversy. We were successful in killing three bills. So the legislature decided to conduct an interim study, which was a joint legislative committee to examine the impact of the federal health care reform law on Oklahoma. They had a series of five meetings, and I was able to be a speaker at the fourth meeting in November of this year. Mm-hmm. We were the only grassroots group allowed to have a presentation, and predominantly the speakers who gave presentations were all quoting the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation statistics or the George Kaiser Family Foundation statistics, and we're advocating the development of a state-based exchange so that the federal government wouldn't come into the state and establish a health insurance exchange. And basically we're saying we need to comply with the law. None of them actually defined health care reform. So when it got to the OK Safe presentation on November 3rd, I went back through the history of what healthcare reform meant and actually gave a definition of it. And if your listeners go to the website and download it on the healthcare reform is really about creating a health surveillance system, much like the fusion centers. It's the same model that was used in the justice system to eliminate barriers to information sharing in the justice sector so that to create the fusion centers, all barriers to information sharing between the federal government, local, state, and tribal law enforcement entities, regardless of what level or branch of government, had to be eliminated so that there's a seamless flow of information. It bypasses search warrants. It creates these fusion centers, which have access to all kinds of information about everybody, criminal and non-criminal, quote-unquote, to prevent crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The model that was used to create the fusion centers is the same model used to in healthcare reform. The purpose is to eliminate barriers to information sharing from a patient to the government. And eventually all of us will be a patient of some sort, because it's not just your medical information, it's your health record. And your health is not the same as medical. When you go to the doctor, that's an account or a visit. You'll have an ailment and an examination and a recommended treatment. That's a medical encounter. Health, on the other hand, is every single thing about you.
It's lifestyle, isn't it?
It's lifestyle choices, what you eat, how you exercise. Oklahoma, we had one presenter here, which I could barely sit still during her presentation. She works for the Oklahoma Health Department or the Healthcare Authority, and in a very monotone, superior tone was telling the legislators that Oklahomans just don't eat enough fruits and vegetables a day, and that affects population health. Population health then can be looked at as a security issue. That's how they can justify taking the information or gaining access to it and make a decision based on whether a person has a healthy lifestyle or not.
So in other words, this healthcare system that they're building right now ties in with the fusion centers, so naturally your health basically will be a part of Homeland Security. Is that what you're saying?
Population health becomes a national issue, yes. And by the way, you're going to see a lot more in 2012. I'm on a lot of email lists, these are newsletters that I'm getting from entities that are advocating wellness programs and health. And your healthy lifestyle is going to be a political topic in 2012, and it's going to be tied to reducing the cost of health care in this country. So your lifestyle choices are going to be included in that because that's population health. And as we move toward a single-payer system in this country, what you do, what you eat, and how much you exercise is going to be a matter of economic importance to this country because you're going to cost more if you have an unhealthy lifestyle.
We already have Michelle Obama traveling around to schools and various places lecturing people as she stuffs herself like a pig, but yet she lectures everybody else on how they should diet and exercise and everything. So, you know, this government nannyism is a major part of this. But, you know, I want, and we're at the bottom of the hour already, time's going by very quickly, but when we come back from the break, I'd like you to address the fact that what we're talking about here with this information technology and the reducing the elimination of barriers for the flowing of information from place to place, we're dealing with a global record-keeping system. A global database, which would be accessed globally. So what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is global governance. Global governance, but it's all technology-based. And what happens to those records when your records are accessed abroad? Who decides who gets access? We're opening a major can of worms. So we're going to get into some of this when we come back from the break with Amanda Teagarden, Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, OK-Safe.com. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Amanda Teagarden, Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. Her website, once again, is ok-safe.com. That's ok-safe.com. And, Amanda, before the break, I had asked you to respond maybe to address the fact, you know, that these elimination of barriers for these records and these databases and how they're going to be accessed, I don't think the average person really stops and realizes the fact that we are losing our privacy. And it looks to me like when they are implementing this, when it's fully implemented, we will absolutely have absolutely zero privacy and zero control or even knowledge of how our health records and our personal information will be used and accessed, and by whom? Who will have access to this?
You're right, and earlier on you asked me how the information that I presented at our, when we gave our presentation, how it was received by the others, and I cited the specific laws in Oklahoma that have been passed through the years to implement health care reform, and it started before Obamacare, and Obamacare was just kind of like, first off, let me say Obamacare was strategically named to tag it or attach it to one president.
That's
when really
good point.
It was started under Clinton, continued all through the Bush years, and then really advanced more aggressively under Obama. But he didn't write it or originate it. The idea started much longer before him. If McCain had been elected, we'd have the same problem. But the real health care reform bill was the stimulus bill, which was passed in 2009. It was the High Tech Act contained provisions to move to adopt a certified electronic health record and all the related technology in the medical industry, where your providers, the hospitals, labs, clinics, the pharmacies, everybody would move toward electronic methods of moving health records. Electronic medical records were the first step that's within an office of a doctor moving toward electronic medical records, and then the electronic health record is to be shared between a network. Let's say a doctor's office sends it to a lab. The lab sends it to the hospital, or the hospital shares it with other research entities. The pharmacies are in that loop, and the government is in that
loop. And academia, too, right?
Academia, research universities, academia. So that's called a network. So what's being established in the states, and Oklahoma is included in this, is what's called a network of networks. It's part of the Nationwide Health Information Network, or NHIN. And these little networks of networks will be connected to each other and across state lines regionally, and will allow access by not only the IRS, the Social Security Administration, but the Department of Homeland Security to those records. And the health insurance exchange is one of those, is a component of this network. So you can picture a wire diagram or a logic model that's all these different entities that are engaged in the delivery of the healthcare system. The payer or the insurance industry is just one of those. So it plugs into this wire diagram that when I was giving the presentation, I actually showed the slide from this organization that was created legislatively. It's a public trust. And this is the wire diagram from their document that they sent back to the federal government to show that they're in compliance with the implementation of health care reform. So there's a wire diagram. And if you remember back when you had stereo systems that had components, you'd have the receiver and the tape deck and the turntable and the speakers. Mm-hmm. And they could all come from different vendors, but when you plug them in together, they worked, and you would produce stereo sound, and it all worked together.
Mm-hmm.
That component picture is what you can envision with the health information exchange, the providers, the lab, the pharmacy, the hospital. The insurance exchanges are a component. They plug into this network that's being developed so that there's this seamless flow of information. The fusion centers come into it in that because to address population health, the fusion centers don't have to do anything else different. They just have to bring in those that deliver or would have access to population health. That would be those that are engaged in the Medicare, Medicaid delivery system. In our state, that's the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. That's another authority. The Oklahoma Health Insurance Healthcare Department. And we have something called Substance Abuse and Mental Health. That's another agency. And these agencies have received federal grants, planning grants, and implementation grants to implement the technology infrastructure in the state to allow this seamless flow of information, your medical information, your health information, to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Obamacare was just a trailer bill, the follow-up. It did provide funding, but also what it did was the component for the insurance coverage for everybody, plus a means to cause people to pay for it. But they're plugging into a system that has been in the development stage aggressively since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So
really, basically, Obamacare, you're saying, basically is the icing on the cake to this whole thing.
It's the icing on the cake, and your state, I know, are engaged in this. So we can really define health care now. Health care reform is really about the use of IT, or information technology, to implement a nationwide health information network that enables the seamless flow. I'm reading from one of the slides. This is what we put up on the screen. And there was pretty much dead silence. The audience was applauding, but the dead silence from the committee members when I actually did this. When you're presenting something to the committee, they know that you have to define terms legally. This is a legal statement here, and mm-hmm. nobody up until our presentation had actually defined healthcare reform. So then we could actually define what it is and then move forward on what our recommendations were, which is to not build the exchange. But it's predicated on electronic health record on every single person, and they have to be standardized records and interoperable. Standardization means every state, every entity, every provider, everybody uses the same format so that the systems can communicate with each other, whether your software is different or your hardware is different. These electronic health records will be cradle to grave. They states moving toward mandated electronic birth records, moved from your county record-keeping entities to the state, and electronic death certificates. Vital records include other life events in the middle, and for instance, when you're discharged from the hospital, a GIS coordinate is attached to your address so that the state healthcare entity can begin tracking ailments and diseases down to the block. So GIS coordinates are attached to the patient's record for keeping record actual to the physical location of a discharged patient. Electronic health records are universal and will be shared globally. And in February of this year, there was something called an interoperability showcase in Florida. And it was sponsored by an entity, Health Information Management Systems Society, HIMSS. And the Office of the National Coordinator, which was created under George Bush, that's an agency under Health and Human Services, was there. And there was a demonstration of actually sending a U.S. from a U.S. physician a medical record to a European physician. So they sent this medical record to a European physician, and the European physician sent it back. The purpose of this demonstration was to show that the nationwide health information network that the U.S. is adopting is global and interoperable with other countries. So you already made the point that once with the information is sent to that European doctor, who does he share it with? And our privacy laws and whatever laws we have remaining that aren't tattered do not apply over in Europe or anywhere else.
Yeah, so you have a situation where you don't know. I mean, your medical records, literally, some of the most private information that you have about you will be shared with various federal agencies, I guess any federal agency, university researchers, and students, pharmaceutical corporations, possibly other corporations as well. I mean, one thing that a lot of these companies do when they have personal information about you is they make money off of it by selling it to other companies. And really, there's nothing really to stop them from doing that, is there?
No, there's nothing to stop them. And you are probably signing a release authorization when you go to the doctor. Our state adopted a standardized authorization form, which modified HIPAA, the state's laws, and though it's not real clear with whom you're sharing the information, but it looks like you're giving permission to share it with a limited number of people. Well, what you've actually done is give them permission to share it, and the entity that you share it with has information sharing agreements as well, so the information just gets sent out, and the electronic health record will include and does include genetic information on a person, biospecimens and biosamples.
Wow.
And so research can be done based on your genetic makeup on the information you provided, probably without being informed and making an informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony is that you pay to go to the doctor, and yet the information is going to make somebody down the pike with a lot of money, and then they'll sell you a product back to you. But your encounter with the doctor, your information is the source, and yet you're not being paid. You have to pay. That's a little side note. It's not really important. It's just the irony of it strikes me as
well, I think it is important. I think the whole thing is important. You know, and there's another aspect of this. There's so many aspects of that. I literally took notes on your presentation, and I have 5 pages of notes. I wish we had more time here because
I could stay a little bit over. I could stay till 9:15.
I would really appreciate that. I don't want to interfere with your plans. But, you know, there's an aspect of this whole thing that literally removes the doctor out of the equation, right? I mean, when they're dealing with these treatment scenarios where they plug in to the software the patient's symptoms, the things that are wrong, that are showing, there's an assessment that takes place based upon a number of different factors. Can you speak to that?
When you go to the doctor, and Vicki Davis, I would like to point out that researcher, I think she's been a guest on your show before.
Oh, repeatedly,
been doing
yes.
Great research on the human subjects research and the Human Genome Project, et cetera. But she pointed out, you know, when you go to the doctor, and this is true, the conversation, the encounter you have with the doctor, every bit of that is coded. And when you have a conversation with the doctor, whether it's highly personal, let's say it's about your concerns or your fears or thoughts of suicide or, you know, the boil that you have or, you know, different serious things. A lot of this stuff you assume is private between you and the doctor. Well, that gets coded and becomes part of your electronic record, including the conversations that you have.
Mm-hmm.
When that is transferred out, that information is not strictly between you and that doctor if your doctor has agreed to convert to electronic health records and has taken the incentive package from the government to adopt what's called meaningful use of electronic health records. And he will be measured and gauged on how much and how successfully he uses the electronic health record system. If he adopts e-prescribing, if he adopts sharing information. This is different than if the doctor's office or a provider just purchases software programs for within his office to make his own practice more efficient. It's these other electronic health record systems that he's adopting that tie him to a hospital, that tie him to a lab, that tie him to a pharmacy. That becomes a network. That's different than whether an office has bought, you know, a software program so that he can keep records more efficiently within his office.
We're talking about an open system as opposed to a closed system.
Yeah, but even open, it's still somewhat closed because it's a network of information sharing within what's called a federated network, federation, mm-hmm. federated in. And I don't mean federated is an agreement between diverse entities to share information. So it's not like it's out on the Internet, although it can leak to the Internet, but it's a network that's somewhat closed. But regardless, it's still a network that you don't have access to, but which has the ability to have leaked information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you one example. In September of this year, emergency room patients' records at Stanford Hospital out in California, all 20,000 emergency room patients' information posted online for a year before somebody drew it to their attention. Why it was there was because it had been sent to a university, some class or some life sciences class for a homework assignment to convert it into charts. So that demonstrated the partnership between a hospital and a research university. And so everybody's name and their ailment, the diagnosis that they'd received at the Stanford Hospital, was posted online because of that information sharing capability. 20,000 people. Now, when you had paper health records, which that the proponents of this system say that's inefficient, you never had 20,000 records lost in one fell swoop.
Right.
Ever.
You know, that's one thing that I think is a very important point, because in this day and age, we're hearing more and more about cyber attacks and hacking and what have you, and to have all this information in a database that literally is global and can be accessed by a number of different ports and portals or what have you, you know, the likelihood that somebody's going to get into this. You know, and here's the other thing. It seems like I remember you saying something about this being accessible to your bank, this database.
When yes. When on the PowerPoint, there's another wire diagram and logic model. And all that is shows you what entities, they're connected by a line with an arrow. Just follow the arrows and you can see the direction the information has to flow. When you adopt, the state adopts a health insurance exchange, and we move toward the implementation of healthcare reform, people's insurance coverage is going to be offered through their employer or through Medicaid. And in order for them to verify, not your employer, but the government, to verify whether you qualify for the tax credit, they have to verify your income, which means
Hold it right there. Let's take the next break here, and we'll pick it up right there with your income. Folks, we're visiting with Amanda Teagarden. Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise is her organization, ok-safe.com. I encourage you to check out the YouTube presentation there up on her website that she gave to the committee there in Oklahoma. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Amanda Teagarden. She was Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, ok-safe.com. And we're talking about some of the what's called Obamacare, but some of the information technology things coming down the pipe with regard to health care, and the fact that everything is going to be global, everything's going to be open, everything's going to be accessible, and you're literally going to be losing some of the most personal information, losing control of it. And I think this is, it's just frightening. The ramifications of this, we really you know, there's no way that we can really even begin to imagine, I don't think. But Amanda, before the break, you were talking about the bank interface and the cash transaction accounting, which is, I guess, connected to the insurance payout system. Is that right?
It is. And if you're going to be paying online, you have to be able to accept that payment through your bank. And so there's this connection to your what's called a bank interface. And when all these extra people are covered by insurance and they have access to the Internet via broadband connection, access and use is the other term people need to listen to, is access to medical care and use of medical care does not mean you're actually going to see a doctor, but it does mean that you will have some sort of access to a computer where information, either telemedicine or a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, can actually have access to information and make a decision to help you. So it's not really, when you have all these extra people insured, we may have more people trying to seek treatment and actually see a doctor. There aren't enough doctors to accommodate all these additionally insured people.
Right.
Or people who have to engage in some sort of a wellness program. So there's an alternative that's being adopted in some places, Tulsa's included, and it's called a decision support tool. It's a software program that can help supplement the physician's office or the primary care physician or the primary home, medical home, and that's where you're going to be routed, is one provider, one payer, and one ID to access it. Anyway, let me get back to it. This lack of doctors being provided is going to be supplemented by software programs that will be making decisions or helping a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner or even the janitor. You know, it's supposed to be pretty user-friendly. Make a decision based on the information that's in your electronic health record, including your biometric makeup. And in Oklahoma, one company has already been awarded a contract in Tulsa by the My Health Access Network. They were a beacon community, and I hate to throw all these terms out here, but your state may have a beacon community which qualified for a grant under the stimulus bill and probably under Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Well, and these beacon communities have this money that they can use to award contracts, and we awarded one to Archimedes Indigo, which is one of these decision support tools.
Okay, let's pick it up there. Amanda's graciously offered to stick around for a little bit longer here into the next hour. So we're going to pick this up in the third and final hour of Govern America today. But I think you're seeing the importance of all of this, folks. This is very, very, very scary. What we're talking about here is a situation where your doctor literally no longer has the discretion. Basically, you won't even see the doctor. You know, you'll be dealing with a virtual doctor is the term that was used. Anyway, we'll pick this up in the next hour. Amanda Teagarden, stay with us. Govern America continues. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
The next round.